Hello.
Hi, is this Holly?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Holly. My name is Lisa Taylor. I'm calling you from Wiki Moderators Compliance Team. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. First of all, thank you for coming over the phone. I really wanted to have this discussion with you, so I truly appreciate you taking the time out and, you know, having this discussion with me.
Thank you. Are you actually calling from Tower, Minnesota?
No, I'm in California.
Oh.
We have different offices.
Okay. The phone number came up as from Minnesota. That's why I wasn't even sure I was going to answer because I was waiting for your call.
Okay. Yes. The landline or the office number is actually registered in Minnesota. That's the reason why it comes up as that. Okay.
Interesting.
So, Holly, I actually just reviewed everything, and we received, an official notice, a complaint from the Attorney General's office in regards to the amount that you've paid to us so far. And mm-hmm. I spoke to your team that was working on both the projects, the marketing as well as the Wikipedia profile creation, and I actually went through your correspondence with Eliza as well. So I could not find any point where you were dissatisfied recently, and there's no clarity provided since you weren't having any conversation with us. So can you please explain what exactly happened?
Mm-hmm. Yep, and I will go into my I did have a correspondence with Eliza about when she, this is not the first time it happened, but in November, mm-hmm. she had said, November 17th or something, she had said that I needed to purchase another product for the Wikipedia page that was going to, it was a $6,000 product that the finance team would give me half off of, and I said no, and she said, okay, well, we'll cut it in half again, no. And I said, I'm really disappointed. Yeah, it was November 17th. But this was on the heels of in September when I received a surprise half of 13% tax that I wasn't notified that I was going to get that. And I told her at that point, I'm severely disappointed. I used the words, this is, it's an unexpected bills, upselling. I said this to Justin within 2 weeks of taking on this and said, there's been upselling already. I want out. And he gave me to Eliza and promised it wouldn't happen again. And it's continued to go on. Mm-hmm. So it was at that point after she said, oh, yeah, you need, I was very specific in September. This upselling, these surprise bills, I'm not doing this. I just can't even, and she promised, no, it's not going to happen again. And then it happens again. So at that point, I decided I just can't. I don't trust the company. I'm not doing this. So until I found out what I could do legally, mm-hmm. yeah, I just went along with things as they were. But I don't want to deal with this anymore. It's been nothing but dishonesty.
Okay. Thank you so much.
And, and she would send emails. I haven't had one of my the links that I sent was just I will get back to you in 2 to 3 business days. She never did. It was like 10 days later, and I sent an email saying, okay, I haven't heard from you in 10 days, so I'm checking in with you. I never received updates on the SEO. They were supposed to start on that on October 1st. Mm-hmm. In November, I was asking, what's going on with that? Because I don't see anything happening. Yeah, I will send you an update within 2 to 3 days. Never received it. After again, yes, I will get you an update within a week or something. I have never seen anything. I cut them off a while back. Nobody even seemed to notice they couldn't get into my website. I mean, I think work's not getting done. I'm disappointed about when they would send over forms for me to fill out. They weren't grammatically correct. They didn't work. I told them, these links don't even work. I said in an email to maybe Eliza, could have been Scott, could have been Luis, Justin, I don't know. I'm concerned about Wikipedia. Wiki moderator, because if the work that's getting done is anything like the form that I'm supposed to fill out, I have a serious red flag. There was an email in November from Eliza where she said, On your website, there's some information about something, something. It's all in the document. And I said, what are you talking about? Two new articles. What new articles? She said, oh, it must have been a promo. What are you talking about? There's just so many mismatches. I'm not hearing from people when they tell me I'm going to. I don't know what work's being done. So I just want out. It's just too much.
Okay. All right. Understood. Thank you so much for providing this brief summary of what exactly happened and the story on your end. Holly, let me just tell you what I have here on my end. One more thing, Holly. All of these additional requirements that come up in the process of the publication of a Wikipedia page, they are all from your Wikipedia admin. And if we are not going to come up to you and tell you transparently that this is what the admin is conveying, of course, at the end of the day, it's your call, it's your page. And obviously, if there is any additional service that is required, it comes with an additional cost. And I understand that it can be frustrating to, you know, continuously go through that entire process. Now, what I have on my end is that the first time you spoke to Eliza, it was regarding the articles that needed to be upgraded to the top tier platform, and that is that was the amount of $6,000 on which we said that half of it will bear and half of it you provided the funds for it. That was the amount of $3,000. Everything was good to go at that point of time. After that, there was a second requirement from the Wikipedia admin that was for the Wikipedia linking. That means, in other words, all the references that are going to be credible for your Wikipedia were to be backed up on your page just for the page to go live. And that is like the most basic requirement. And of course, this, I believe this is your first time, so you weren't aware of it. And Eliza proactively told you that there is an additional cost, but she's not going to ask you for any kind of amount or expense because you were already frustrated and she had a word with you that there won't be any additional cost. So we actually went ahead and incorporated the linking out of our pocket so that you're satisfied and nobody's asking you for the amount. Now, the problem was the last time when you had a word with her, and this was the last requirement that we received from your Wikipedia admin. I see that documented in the portal, you know, where we communicate with the Wikipedia admin. That is a semi-protection log. It is to avoid any kind of vandalism and any kind of interference online, because a lot of times it happens that there are some people, if they believe in negative publicity and all of that, you know, dragging people down. So if anybody who is not credible, that's even a second scenario. If you don't have any enemies or who envy you or who can possibly go ahead and do that, then even in the scenarios or circumstances where the contributor or admin who doesn't have credible credentials with Wikipedia, if they interfere with your profile gets flagged or it goes down. And that's basically one of the most complex criterias of Wikipedia admins and the Wikipedia guidelines. And it's a very complex product, so that is that. And that was the time when she told you that there is, again, an additional amount. She informed you about that. You told her that you do not want to do that because you guys already had a discussion. Now, the problem with Eliza on this end was that she already gave you a 50% discount on the first requirement, but since it was required and needed to be done, you incorporated and took care of the remaining 50%, which was the articles upgrade. The second requirement was done from the company's end. Now, for the third requirement, she did not have any personalized discounted coupons or anything like that on which she could, you know, let you go free of cost. So she discussed that with you, and she provided you a discount as well. But at that point of time, you told her that you clearly said no, and you told that you do not want to move forward with any kind of additional cost at that point of time, which was okay. It's completely fine. As I said, that it's your call, your money, so you got to decide wisely where you want to spend it. And it's completely fine. So we could have, you know, went ahead with that. Now, after that, she sent you some something, I guess it was the articles. Let me see. Bear with me. Okay, yes, I see that in the file here that she shared with you the link for the profile, and you shared some additional articles and asked if they could be incorporated. So she told you that it's going to take like 2 to 3 business days, and she will get back to you. At that point of time, you responded positively with a thumbs up. You didn't tell her immediately that this was it and you wanted to terminate the services. So on the second business day of that timeline that she provided to you, we received an email from the Attorney General. So by when she was ready to send that to you, at that point of time, we already had a notice from the Attorney General. Bottom line, Holly, we can go ahead and provide you your funds back. But at this point of time, the concern that is, you know, forcing you or persuading you to back off, that has already been taken care of. No additional expenses you had to bear. So if there were any requirements, if you were expecting that nobody's going to come up to you and even inform you about that, that would have been really shady on our end, because then we're failing to keep that transparency maintained between you and us. And you are our, you're our customer, not Wikipedia. So if we get to hear something from Wikipedia, it's not our call to turn them down, even though you said that you do not want any additional expenses. We went an extra mile and we tried to accommodate you where we could, and we would have accommodated you on the lock as well. But before we could do that, you didn't express your dissatisfaction. We directly received an email from a third party, which is an Attorney General. So bottom line, Holly, my concern is that why didn't you tell Eliza all of this, that you were not happy or you were dissatisfied?
Well, I did tell her that in September when I got that surprise bill about taxes. I did tell her that in fact, I think I used the word something like, and I can look it up, I am learning how I do not want to do business by how this is handled. So she was aware that I was very unhappy. Even when she came back and said, okay, we'll just charge you $1,500. It feels like a used car salesman kind of a deal. And I said, no.
That was long back. We're talking about the recent situation.
It was in November. That was in November. You're right. And then I researched what I could do about the situation. What is it? Well, I mean, at this point, I'm looking at Justin's email from June 9th, and he lists all these things about all the services, and there's semi-protection lock prevents, you know, it's right in there. There's not anything in here about that could be an extra charge. There's nothing in here about we go through these things, and sometimes Wikipedia says you need to do these other things. Mm-hmm. There's just a flat fee, and all of these things are listed. There is nothing forthcoming about some of these things might have an extra fee. There is nothing in here about, oh, yeah, by the way, in September, we're going to charge you half of 13% tax on everything you purchase. Mm-hmm. Oh, so, yeah, in August, I'm going to spend $4,000 more. Mm-hmm. So there's no disclosure. That's why I want to stop this, because I don't trust that this is not going to keep happening, because it's happened since June.
Okay, I get your point, and I see that there was a clear miscommunication. Nobody clarified this to you that there will be some additional charges, and given the fact...
Yeah, no, never.
Yeah, so I agree to that, and I accept that. See, Holly, that part in particular, that I'm accepting. You know, as the company's representative, I do accept and agree that there was a gap, a communication gap, where somebody could have clearly communicated this to you so that you're prepared that, you know what, this is going to come up. Or maybe you could have taken the decision right there and then, you know, you would have discontinued the services. You wouldn't have come along with us, you know, so far.
Exactly. That's what I said to Justin. I said this back in June. Just forget it. I want to cancel it. Mm-hmm. Done, walk away, and Justin said, no, I'll get you a new project manager. Rather than just doing what I asked in June, mm-hmm. he got me a new manager. So, yeah, this could have been taken care of in June, and
exactly.
I very specifically said, I want to cancel.
Exactly. So I completely understand, Holly. See, what I'm trying to convey to you is that at this point of time, see, when you raise the dissatisfaction or the concern that why am I continuously being, brought into discussions where we are talking about an additional amount, I understand that part. But bottom line, Holly, nobody charged you after that. We have incorporated you, but somewhere down the line, somewhere in the middle, some people have certainly dropped the ball in terms of communication, in terms of keeping things transparent with you. And for that, Holly, we could have compensated you with anything at all. Because at the end, see, we need to exist in this business. It's not just that we are going to deliver your project and then we're going to close down, right? We have to, excuse me. Sorry about that. We have to actually exist in this market, in this business. So it doesn't make any sense for us to keep our customers dissatisfied. And obviously, that's going to bring bad business. That's like right onto our reputation. So all I'm trying to say is that, Holly, if you would have clearly conveyed this to Eliza the last time she spoke to you about any additional cost, which was at the time of the semi-protection log, we would have resolved this issue. The problem is that it wasn't clearly conveyed from your end, but on the second business day, we received a direct email from an attorney general stating that, you know what, you guys are scam, fraud, all of that, and nothing is deliverable. To be very honest, Holly, I have gone through your feedbacks regarding the campaign, the marketing campaign, along with the articles and all of it. Press releases, I believe you put that on hold, and we were going to work on that later. Apart from that, if I look at your project, Holly, I would say that your project is 60 to 70% through, and I do not see any major drawback from the production's end. Okay, I do understand all of this in terms of client handling, in terms of communication. I get all of that regarding the additional costing and all of that. Bottom line, Holly, you did not spend anything else apart from that last $3,000 that you paid. If you are concerned about the semi-lock, I'm going to make sure, and I give you my word, I can give that to you in writing as well. I will have this incorporated on my personal account, okay? In other words, I'm saying that I will do that for you. And there will be nothing else. All I'm saying is that let me work on the compensation. Let us complete this because you are way into the project. I mean, if we had just begun the project, I would have gone ahead and given you 100%. At this point of time, Holly, if I go ahead and submit this case, you know, following the standard protocol, I have to submit the case after having this discussion with you to the finance, telling them your side of the story along with this call recording and with everything else from the teams, from the production ends, along with your correspondence. To be very honest with you, they are going to talk about a partial refund, and I don't think that's fair to you, okay? So at this point of time, I would say that rather than opting for a refund, it's better for you to get the services in compensation for the inconvenience that you had to face, because you have an upper hand at this point of time. So the company would do anything for you, you know, just to retain you. So that's what I wanted to put forward to you.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I mean, again, part of this problem is, like, even the SEO, Elisa told me several times that she was going to update me with what was happening, and I'm not getting anything. I don't see anything's been done. I would rather hear, I just want to just forget it. I have just a bad feeling about it. You can take it to your whoever needs to approve whatever. They can offer me what they want to. If I don't like it, then I will contact an attorney.
Okay. All right. See, let me tell you how it works. Every time you bring in a third party, they will not entertain that, okay? Right between you and me, I'm having this discussion with you. This is negotiable. We discuss and we come to a resolution that is a win-win for you. Okay, so we're not going to move forward with anything that is unacceptable by you. And there's always a room for negotiation or discussion. And here, Holly, I'm since this case has been assigned to me, and since I'm talking to you, understanding your situation, I'm going to be your spokesperson in this company when I put forth your case.
This is what Justin did in June when I said, I want all our clients are entitled to 100% money back guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
No questions asked. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If he would have just done what I asked in June, we wouldn't be having this discussion. And instead, Lisa came on and did exactly what you're doing. I just don't want to deal with it. I'm referring back to his email. He could have just let it go. He didn't. He did just what you're doing. And I just want out. I want out. You still there? You still there? I'm not going to sit in silence for long. This level of professionalism is what I'm talking about. I'm having a hard time believing you just disappeared when I said I want out. Is that really what's happening here? Well, I'll give it 2 more minutes. If you don't hang up before then, I will, if there's nobody back on the line.